We're trying to get a taste. If you want the Torah's view on something, you have to look at Torah sources. I think that's obvious. Yeah. If you want to know what the Torah's view on a subject is, then the only place you can find out is to look in Torah sources. So you want to know what the Torah's view on the value of a Jew's life is. So we looked in some Torah sources. We saw the Bir Halacha there in Siman Shin Chavtes of the enormous Boker Tov Meneshes, yeah. The enormous value, which we don't really understand, of a Yiddish life. The enormous value of a Jewish life, ad kedei that we machalal Shabbos for that life, even if it's never going to keep Shabbos again. That was the yesod that the Bir Halacha wanted to bring you, was that we're not being machalal Shabbos to save this guy's life because of the mitzvahs he's going to keep, because he's a goy. So why are we saving his life? Because he's a sofek yid. It's an interesting tzura that he brought up, the Bir Halacha, is an interesting case that he invented. Because it shows you somebody who's a yid that you can have a machal Shabbos for, but when you've saved him, he's a goy. Interesting how you cook up a cake. That's what he did, but that illustrates very deeply the yesod we're trying to bring here, that there's a value to a Jew's life, even when he's not doing anything. And that goes against everything we've been inculcated with. The society that we brought up in, even the Frum society, you only have value based on what you do and what you have. But who you are as a person, the mere fact that you exist, doesn't seem to have much value. So here we see clearly from the Torah, from the Halacha, the Ratzon Hashem is not like that. So he tells them, I've used this a couple of times as the more powerful. You'll see here, both for myself and other people, is like this. One second. Remember, we didn't finish off here. Reish Nun Tes at the top there. Let's just go from the second paragraph there, just to summarize and tie up the end of the sugya. In Salim Namim Gechayev Shel Yehudi Chashuvim Hay Maod Leboi Roila. We see from here that the life of a Yid is more and more chashuv to Hashem. Gam Im Eino Oyse Bemuma, even he's not doing anything. Vafilim Eino Makayim Mitzvah Achas Mitzvah Zatoyre. He's not keeping any mitzvahs. Etzem Metziyut Hachayim Shel Yehudi Boilom. The etzem fact that there's a yid alive in the world somewhere, doing nothing, no mitzvahs, no nothing, is ma'od chashuv and beloved in front of Hashem. Hashem's prepared to wipe out the whole world for this yid just to carry on existing. And we don't understand it. I think this is poshut, we don't understand it. We don't have the ability to understand. What are you talking about? How could that be? Mevur b'svarim akadoshim, in the more Kabbalistic writings, ki mekol inyan ha'motzu ba'olam hagashmi, everything that's found in the physical world, nitan lilmoid moshel v'lekach lemetzias ruchnis. You can find, in fact it's the only way to really find it, you can find an understanding of the metzias in the ruchnis. In other words, the way we understand Ruchni is by looking at the physical and extrapolating into the Ruchnias. That's a lot of what the study of Kabbalah is about. You need to know how to do that, but that's the way you do it. I'll give you a scintillating example. Unbelievable example. I heard from Rabbi Tetz. Rabbi Tetz is a doctor, yeah? So he studied in med school, one of the best med schools in the world at the time, but that's not the point. He was in a shir, I assume from Rabbi Moshe Shapiro was his Rebbe, in Kabbalah. And he told me that the Magid Shir was busy discussing how the Shefa comes down from the higher worlds into the lower world, and how the Tzinorot sometimes cross over. In other words, it's the right-hand side in the high world, and it comes in here on the left side, and it goes in the right side, and it goes up. A whole complicated, I don't know what, I'm just telling you the words. He said, as he was sitting there, he said, one second, I've heard this shir before. Where? In med school, in a neurology lecture, The professor was discussing how the nerve endings come from the brain and they come into the body. And there's some things in the right-hand side of the brain that affect the left side of the body, or the left side, and all the tzinorot, the 180 tzinorot and 365 tzinorot, and all the... It's exactly the same. The physical, neurological makeup of a human being is just a more physical manifestation of the more spiritual, neurological makeup of a human being. It's not a different world. You know, we have, I'll try and make it maybe a little bit more easy for us to grasp. We have a thing called Pshat, Remez, Drush, Vesod. There's four levels of understanding Torah. People think that the Kabbalah is different to the Pshat, or that Drush is... No, it's the same. Bracious is Bracious. When you're finished with all the Kabbalistic understandings of Bracious, the first word in the Torah, it's still Bracious. This table is a table. Yeah, but it's also made up of subatomic particles and electrons. Yeah, it's still a table. It's the same thing. It's not a different thing. It's just the same thing on a different level, on a more spiritual level. So it's obvious. If you understand what's going on in the physical world, you can extrapolate it up into the spiritual world if you understand the connections. You need to understand that. But he said that that's when he suddenly saw this so clearly. Because here was somebody talking Kabbalistic stuff, and he said it was exactly the same, pinpointed into the neurological lecture. So why is it different? Why is the one called neurology and the one's called Kabbalah? Because the one's on this more spiritual level and the one's on a more physical level, but it's exactly the same. So you don't get confused when you hear these things. There's a normal Balbeleta Rosh Yotemidah. Okay. So that's the Klalya. We look at the physical world, and from there we understand the spiritual. V'hinei, nidyamele tzmenu ki anu ki v'yocho mevakshim en ha-shamayim ki yitnu lan es koivetz ha-netunim shel chai rega echad shel yudi. You ask Hashem to give you the file, yeah, to email you the file of the details, the value of the life of one Jew, one moment of a Jew. Please fax me the, email me the file, yeah. I want to see what the life of this Jew for one moment is. You'll get a message that your computer can't handle this. There's not enough space on your computer to handle this file. So I'll use Dropbox. No, it's also not going to... Google Disks or whatever. There's not computing in the entire world to process the details of the value to Hashem of the life of one Jew. You'll turn the whole universe into one big machshev. Wouldn't be able to hold the enormity of the one moment of life of a Jew. Hashem's prepared to mevater the entire world for one moment of a Yid's life. So we have to come to the conclusion that a Jew's life, even if he's not doing anything, has enormous value, but it's a value that we can't even begin to contemplate. The same as we can't contemplate where the sky ends. Have you ever done that? Lie on your back and look at the sky and ask yourself, where does it end? You know, and you go, okay, there. No, that's not, that's much further, it's much further. And today we know, yes, we know somehow how far it is. I have pictures here of things that are 17 trillion kilometers from us. I have pictures of things up there. The things that are 500 light years away. A light year is how much? I've forgotten. I used to know these things. Unbelievable. I mean, and this is what we know. They say what we know today is about 10% of what's out there. That's what the scientists are saying. Can you imagine how much it really is? So the physical world we can't even grasp. And Hashem's better give that all up for one moment of a Yiddish life. So we don't have to understand it, but we need to know it. You need to know. Our lives are very choshev even when we're not doing anything. So so that sounds very theoretical and abstract, but he gives an example of what happened with his father here, which makes it unbelievably practical. The Saturday Shema he got here is beyond comprehension. We've met his father a couple of times along the journey here, yeah? Must have been an unbelievable human being. They were having children in the middle of the Holocaust, you know, giving birth in Auschwitz, you know, that's these were other kind of people. Plus the fact that he was a very busy man, he was a businessman, he was a balabos, but he was also a big Talmud Chochem, he was a machaber svarim, you know, there was unusual people, these. Ba'arav Yomiv, in the late years of his life, when he got very old, Nivatzeh mimenu mipat machalato lasok b'kol oisen pulot ruchni ashay ragil asik b'im. He got older, he got sick, he had the machala or whatever, and he was unable to do the spiritual things that he was involved with. Gam limud, tefila kashim lo, it was very hard for him just to daven, to learn, it came out impossible. V'kachu motzez atzmei merutak l'kisei galgalim, well, he was in a wheelchair, without koyach to do anything. This was a man who mamash lived at the edge of performance. V'kol pam shehiti oile levakroi, every time I went to visit him, u'ala limtso, you go visit someone like that, you have to prepare yourself that you have things to say that will give him chizuk, will lift him up. You can get miserable stuck at home in a wheelchair, it's not an easy sign. So he would always come up with things that would mechazuk him. That to be things that had depth to them. This was a big Talmud Chacham. You couldn't come up and give him cheap little nice statements. There had to be things dvarim shel ma bekach yevshayelach leleif shizruche, just like a little backhanded comment. No, everything will be fine. Don't worry, Hashem loves you. Zelo, it wouldn't work for him. This was somebody who was a deep thinker. Bachazapan keshaliti levakrich chepasti habe vechashavti. What can I say? He said he was mamish, thinking, and what can I say that will lift him up, will give him a bit of light? V'nei b'syatid ishmaya, nosen Hashem dvorim b'piv, shekain chizku oysa ma'od. He got an einfall, like we say, something fell into his head that gave his father enormous chizuk. V'kach amati lo, this is what he said. Abba, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sidar otcha metzuyar. Hashem's arranged for you now, perfect, brilliant. The father was more shocked. What are you talking about? He's a guy sitting there in a wheelchair, can't do anything, and he's miserable like anything. You tell him, Hashem, Hashem got it on the spot, perfect. Hamshachti v'amati abba, maya mitzvah chashuv v'yoyse mikol ha'trag mitzvahs. What's the most important mitzvah of all the 613 mitzvahs? The mitzvah of Chai Behem is the most important mitzvah in the Torah. Why? How do you know that? Prove it. Well, shekein kol mitzvahs shel Torah nitches mipneya, because all the mitzvahs of the Torah are doiche, or pushed away, because of the mitzvah of Chai Behem. Yeah, it was one of the biggest problems we had the last year. He's trying to convince people this. People who risk their lives to go daven in a minyan. But the Torah doesn't want you davening in a minyan and risking your life. Rav Shimon Bar Yochai didn't daven with a minyan for 13 years. You know why? Not because he didn't like the gabbai, or because he didn't like the shul, or because the shtender. No, because it was sukkana. Sukkana. I'm sure he could have gone out, and in Tzvat there somewhere he could have found a few hidden, he could have made a minyan. But you can't. You got the cave. The Romans are looking for you. It's a danger. So for 13 years, he never davened in a minyan. He never had a lulav. His stomach didn't make matzahs either. 13 years. And we so frum that we can't. So v'chai behem, z'doicha kol ha'tura kuloi. We just lived through that, Rabbi Yisrael. Not theoretical. We just lived through that now. Every time you didn't go to a minyan, what kind of mitzvah? V'chai behem. So you can have the derabbanan, and I'll take the deraisa. Pashut, I told it to many people. Big. Not talking about people who don't know, and you have simple people, and they're this cheshek for their davening, and that's their whole life or whatever, and they don't know the Amaratzim. Fine, beseder. Proper Talmud HaChachomim, they're nowhere around Shulchan Aruch. And this confuses you? I would show them this. And like, no, I would lie, but maybe. Tazov. I'll go back to being an Amaretz. You can be a Talmud Chacham. I'm absurd. Sugar, people have lost their minds. Anyway, so his father told him, for sure, the mitzvah of Chai Behem is the most important mitzvah, because it's doiche, that has the capability to push up all the other mitzvahs. She'll tell me, yeah, but there are three mitzvahs that are more chashuv than Chai Behem. Shalocha ma'isa enu nitchis mipneya. The truth is, al pi halacha, they don't doiche Chai Behem. V'var ma'aral b'sifat derech Chaim, ki krenes gam haim nitchis mipneya. Beika, those three things, this is not our subject, he's just bringing it to get rid of that Yetzirah. Even those three things are nitcha because of a Chai Behem. Hanuti mina metzias legamre. Those three things, they take you out of reality so much. The kachlo shaitlim v'chay behem v'lo yishamuz behem. You can't say v'chay behem in avodah zara. When it comes to Shabbos, you can say m'chalal Shabbos to save a life. Why? Because v'chay behem v'al tomuz behem. Live in Shabbos, but don't die in Shabbos. Live in tefillah b'tzibu, but don't die in tefillah b'tzibu. But by avodah zara, you can't say live in avodah zara and don't die in it, because avodah zara is death itself. So Ikar Adin, it does push it off, but you can't say Vachaiva Melo Yomutzbeh, because that itself is takes you out of reality, those three things. Okay, that's just an aside. Can I say in Etzimam, okay, fine. Now, Ramshakti Medim Rav Amati. So Keron, he said to his father. So we know the most important mitzvah in the Torah is Vachaiva, yeah? Yeah. All the mitzvahs of Torah, Tzarek L'Kaim Lishmo. We know that a person has to make the mitzvahs Lishmo. You don't do the mitzvahs because you want reward or because you're scared of the punishment. You do the mitzvahs because Hashem told you to do the mitzvahs. You're doing it Lishmo for its own sake, for the mitzvah's sake. You're learning because you want to understand Torah. That's called Lishmo. V'nei matai kaim es abes mitzvahs v'chai behem Lishmo. When was the last time you makaim, the most important mitzvah in the Torah, you agree is v'chai behem? When did you keep the mitzvah of v'chai behem Lishmo? What does that mean? Tomid ayita kadei lilmod. Chayita, sorry, kedei lilmod. You lived, why? In order to learn. Kedei litpalel, kedei lasos chesed, kedei lasko kol mitzvahs. Why are you living? To serve Hashem, to be neighbor Hashem, to do mitzvahs, to go, to do chesed. Yeah, to be mishtadal in panasa, you can feed a family, you can marry a few children. So you're living in order to do. That's not lishmo. You kind of the mitzvah of chay b'im lo lishmo. Hashem wanted to give you an opportunity to do this mitzvah lishmo. For that reason, he stuck you in a wheelchair. It's like Hashem says to you, I don't want you doing anything. I want you to live just because I want you to live. Just live because Hashem wants you to live. I want you alive. Now you're makayim the mitzvah of chay behem lishmo, which is the highest level a person can ever attain. Ponav shel Abi Nar Avoimali, his father's face lit up and he said, ah, amata tov. For a Hungarian, that's high praise, by the way. You must know, amata tov, that's proper praise. Lachim bekeinu choyz al dvarif pamin rabot. He used to say this over to many people. He would often, to people to come visit him, whatever, they would say, well, by your father told us over this. He was so taken by this. Regel shel yehudi l'armot shehu cholef l'lo mash, l'lo chayre, l'lo toyre v'mitzvahs, choshuvi mayim lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A Jew that's not keeping Torah, is not keeping mitzvahs, his life is ma'od choshuv in front of Hashem. At ki hu muchan letet avurim es kol olam. He's prepared to give up his whole Torah because of that moment. Einanu kol ha'soga b'inyan zgova, then we can't understand why. We don't understand. We don't understand what the... We don't. It's not shaykh for us to understand. We don't have to understand, but we need to know that's the metzias. So therefore, when a person is having a difficult day and it's not going so well and his learning's not going and the ruchnias is not going so well for him, first of all, he needs to know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there with him. Ulo levad. And second of all, he needs to know that that moment is infinitely more precious than anything he could be doing right now. And that's got a machazak, because even though we don't understand what the value is. We don't understand the value because we can only see physical. And the physical, if you're not doing anything and there's nothing growing, there's no produce, it doesn't seem to have value. But somehow there's a value in the neshama being in this world somehow that is beyond our understanding. The material of Shabbos matters oizen, with the goal of being able to just try, because this is astounding stuff. But what can you do? We saw yesterday, the day before, it's mamuch shemefurish halacha. This is not. We're not bringing kabbalistic sugyas of Gilgul and the shamas and what. No, it's mamuch hilchos Shabbos in the bir halacha. You know, you've learned to appreciate the bir halacha since you started learning about Rav Grosner's. Bir halacha was. That's the Chofetz Chaim's Pirush on Shas. That's it, and that's what he says. He proves it. Unbelievable. So Keitzer Regel Shulchai Makiel Bekir Ba'Olam Amolev. Keitzer Regel Shulchai Masugel Leis Kol Gedoyle V'Choshuv. Let's try and understand a little bit. I spoke about this yesterday a little bit in the breakfast show, we'll see now. But try and understand how it's possible that that one moment of a Yid is so important. So he brings from the Gemara there in Avodah Zarah, famous Gemara, Daf Yud Zayin, about Rabbi Loza ben Dor Dayi. There wasn't an aveira in the world that he wasn't over. And his special aveira was Taivas Anoshim. That was his mumchus. That was his special area. It was Taivas Anoshim. And there wasn't anyone that he hadn't been with. And he'd been, he'd mamash mastered that aveira. At Shepam Achaz, Bashas Aveira, he once went, he traveled, the Gemara says he traveled over seven seas, and I don't understand what the Gemara is talking about there, Lo Poshut. But eventually he landed up at a certain woman, and in Bashas the Aveira, he had a Soyrus of Tshuva. She told him, you must know that you're never going to be able to do Tshuva, whatever. So Basko went out, said, Rabbi Loza ben Dor, will never be able to do Tshuva. When he realized he can't do tshuva, then he got an isayrus to do tshuva. Because when you realize you've lost, of course, when you think, yeah, I'll do the avera tomorrow, I'll do tshuva. You know, Yom Kippur's coming. The minute you hear that all the gates are locked, you finish, then you'll get an isayrus to do tshuva. So what did he do? Halach v'yashav ben shnei harim v'gevoyis v'ayimah. He went and he sat between two mountains. Don't know what this Gemara is talking about. You have to understand. It's not just nice, you know, figurative experience. I went and sat by the mountains. And, you know, they have to understand what this is about. But that's not our job now. And he said, "Hari v'voiz bitshal arachamim." He said, "Mountains and valleys, please plead for me, rachamim." V'amalo, they said, "For you." We're too busy taking care of ourselves. We don't have time for you. What does that mean? The mountains need rachamim. They need to do tshuva. What did they do wrong? The mountains don't do anything wrong. They don't have bechira. So what? Okay. So he went to the because it says the mountains will be destroyed and whatever, and the valleys will become disabled. Whatever. So he went. As it says in the pasuk, "Shemayim ka'oshen nimcholchu," the heavens will become like smoke. Varetz kebeget tevola, and the earth will become like a disintegrated beged. Chama levona bakshus. They went to the sun and the moon. The same thing, etc. They went to all these different physical objects and asked them, "Please, to bakish rachamim." They said, "We're too busy with our own. We got our own problems. Don't make your problems our problems. We've got our own problems." They hadn't heard of the sugi of nois in moila shel chaveiroi, the heavens and the earth, and he was stuck alone. As what happened? Ama ena davar tolu ela bi. Always good to remember that. It's not the other person's fault. He put his head between his legs or whatever. He cried until he died from tshuva. And I mentioned yesterday in the breakfast show, it's not a good way to do tshuva. The slow, gentle way is always better, even though it might take 100 years. It sounds nice, you know. I was once jealous of... Yeah. I don't want to go down there. Rabbanashi, I don't want to go down there. I'm not learning the Gemara now. You're right. It is symbolic. There's deep, deep Pshatim here. It's a Gemara. You're right. I said, I'm not going into that now. I said, it needs to be understood. Because that's not what we're trying to extract here. What we're trying to extract here is Yoitz and Ishmosa Bebechi. You're right. Each one of these things is critically significant. Very important. You're right. But that's not our subject now. I don't want to go there. Sorry. He's called Rebbe and he's invited into the Olam Haba. I was once jealous of him. You know, when I first heard this Gemara, I was much jealous. He spent the whole life doing what everybody wants to do, fulfilling all his tithes, and in the end he goes into Olam Haba after just sitting down and crying for a few minutes. He didn't have to go through Yom Kippur. You know, I have to go through 25 hours of Yom Kippur every year for 100 years. You know, and do tshuva and go through all the surim and whatever. He has 1 hour and that's it. Boom, Rebbe. Rebbe Elizabeth, and he makes it into the Gemara. And he's a Rebbe of Kol the Doiris afterwards. And he did whatever he wanted until then. So, Mamash, Okay. יש קיין לבא בכמה שונים ויש קיין לבא בשעחה סם הרבי לא דיין לבעלי תשובה שמקבלים או יש not enough that the בעל תשובה that they מקבלים. That's already a pale Rebbe Yudanossi didn't understand. אלא כשקיין מי שרבי, he gets smicha as well. Wow. Okay. So that's the etzem of what we need from this chazal. Now we have to understand what's going on here for our purposes. We don't have a lot of time. Let's start and let's see how it goes. Eishlein, Kaitzen Konrad Elazar ben Doide Salama B'Shachas. How do you do that? How do you live your life like a behemoth for 50, 60, 70 years? At Kaday, that a bus call goes and says you can't do tshuva. You're finished. You history, brother. That's a bad one. Yeah? Hashem waits for us to do tshuva. Beseder, that I understand. You can live like a behemoth and then do tshuva. But he'd already got to the point where the tshuva had been, he couldn't do tshuva anymore. So you have to be very, very bad. So how's he call Lama Lama? How's he call Lama B'Shachas? The world's not built. That's what the world's about. What happened when he heard they're not mekabeling in B'tshuva? Adam she'ashakur b'tumah chachet. Somebody who's in Mem Teshare Tumah, he's mamash. You can imagine, I mean, it's hard to imagine the tumah that he was involved in. There wasn't an avera that he'd done. You try and think of some of the people around that we know that are involved in averas, but you know they do some mitzvahs. He'll volunteer to drive the mother ambulance, or he's a behemoth, but he's not driving. You know, this guy was mamash the worst you can imagine. So maich patlo mazazaito b'shashu and he cholach zol b'tshuva. So what freaked him out so badly when he only come and call b'tshuva? He spent 90 years of his life not just the chilonia, but mamash immersed in tumah. So he'll tell you, you can't do tshuva. What's up with tshuva? Who cares about tshuva? You got to tell some reform rabbi, you know, ain't chelek l'olam haba. You don't have a chelek in olam haba. You know that. He's machti as a rabbi. The Rambam there says that somebody's machti as a rabbi is ain't chelek l'olam haba. And then the Rambam somewhere else says that one of the people who can never do tshuva is somebody's machti as a rabbi. And these guys can read Hebrew. So I don't know if they can today anymore. She can read Hebrew. He can. I don't know, I'm just saying. He can make it as a member of parliament, but he's not gonna go into Lama Ba, that's for sure. He's Machtis Arabi. He can't do tshuva. It's Mach Patra, he can't do tshuva. He doesn't believe in the whole thing anyway. So what was Mazazaya Rabbi Loza ben Dadoya when they told him he can't do tshuva, and he went and he was Kone Lama B'Shachas? It's hard to understand. Reform rabbis get this message all the time. Every tshuva, and you haven't got a chaylik Lama Ba, and we don't see them standing up and saying, I'm so sorry, you know, and please can I come back? Well, there's no such thing as not being able to do tshuva. Even that Rambam that says the Machtis Rabbi can't do tshuva, if he really wants to do tshuva, he can do tshuva. Like, yeah. The bus call said you can't do tshuva and he did tshuva. Okay, fine. But what got him so excited? Maza zeyo yisei b'shoma kenim zeh b'tshuva. Nira levake sheshoma shein mekam no yisei b'tshuva hu tofis shebekiyofo boi ra'ilem oimed labed oto. Okay, also this Teretz doesn't satisfy me, but we're learning the Sefer, so we have to see what he says. When he heard that he couldn't do tshuva, he already thought to himself, Hashem's about to lose me. Hashem's about to lose this whole world that I am. Because when a person can't do tshuva, what does that mean? It means that Hashem's about to lose you. Hashem brought you in this world to do a job, so that he would have you afterwards. At the end of the day, we're going to be dovok in Hashem. We're going to be one with Hashem. But if you ain't a chelek l'olam haba, then you're not going to be with Hashem. And Hashem basically lost you. It's like Rachmana Litzlan, love the person loses a child, God forbid. So then, ze'ayre etzlo sarotzen lachzor l'Hashem izbarach v'yema. That gave him the burning desire to go back to his father, to go back to Hashem, and I don't care what it costs. Confession is by Bedivra Aswarim Akadoshim. Shivosu Shem Reloza Ben Dedoy, he said, Tshuva Me'ava. The Tshuva of Reloza Ben Dedoy wasn't a Tshuva of Yira. The Mukubalim, I would have said, it's a Tshuva Me'ira. He was terrified. He suddenly heard, he can't do Tshuva, he's not going to Lama Ba. Wow. You get a pachad and you. No. The Mukubalim said it was a Tshuva Shalava. How can it be a Tshuva Shalava? The Tshuva Shalava. Tshuva she'alei amru chazal's doinus na'asos lo chuschuyes. All those avairas he done became merits. Tshuva mi'ava takes the avairas and turns them into mitzvahs. Wow. Now I'm really jealous. Wait, this has been recorded, I think. כשהוא שומע כי איבדס האפשרות האחרונה לחזור בתשובה לשוב אליו איש השמיים וישראל לו רגש אב כלפי הקדוש ברוך הוא בידי כל גדול עד שלא לעניין אותו גורל אישי. When he suddenly heard that he can't go back to Hashem, he always had in the back of his mind, you know, Hashem loves me, it's unconditional, I'll be there, whatever. Suddenly when he heard Hashem's not interested anymore, Hashem's about to lose him, that's when he got a pachad. You find that sometimes a relationship can go worse and worse and worse, and it schleps and schleps and nobody does anything about it, until suddenly you realize the relationship's finished. Then everybody gets a fright and suddenly they start looking for marriage counselors. It's called rock bottom. Sort of rock bottom. Then until a person gets to that place, so he doesn't do tshuva, he doesn't change. Because he doesn't realize, he thinks, no, tomorrow I'll fix it up, the next day I'll fix it up. Suddenly he realizes, zayn tikkun, so like a child and a father, whatever, it's really bad, a terrible relationship. Suddenly the father died, what, he's on his deathbed or whatever. It's the child that Davka was the off the derek that was far away, that wasn't with the father, that's sitting at his bedside crying and trying to reconnect with his father again. Because he suddenly realizes it's over. Because man, the father was around, he said, you'll get to the father one day. Suddenly he realizes he's about to lose his father, he gets an enormous isiris of Ava. That's what happened to Eloza ben Dodai. HaKadosh Baruch Hu hefzir oti, lo manyen oti, lo ilam hazeh ve lo ilam haba. I don't care about ilam hazeh, ilam haba. What about my Abba? Kol tshukosa hi sheachzov leshuv el avi sheshamayim, v'metay kach bochel bevochel lo heref, ad shemoses nafsho liyotzer. We have to see more next week with Zat Hashem. I just want to talk about the tomorrow. I called it for 9:45. That's okay for everybody?
I cannot.
Not at all? Oh, just tomorrow you're talking about. But you're coming back with Zat Hashem. So when you come back, then you'll be able to. Okay, now just don't, maybe the time doesn't suit you before, then we'll do